Those media reports mention that a commissioner with the New York State Bridge Authority Board suggested that the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation consider charging a pedestrian fee to garner funds for the maintenance of walkway over the Hudson. Here's Bridge Authority spokesman John Bellucci.
The commissioner was addressing the fact that maintenance does cost money, and if there were other sources of funding that were available to help support the maintenance, the Bridge Authority would appreciate that. At the same time, we have a five-year capital plan that will safely and efficiently maintain this structure.
As for imposing a pedestrian fee, again, here's Bellucci.
Actually, the state law that directs the Bridge Authority to maintain the bridge structure prohibits a fee to cross the walkway. So there's no possibility of a fee to cross the walkway itself.
No possibility, that is, coming from the Bridge Authority. The fee would have to come from the State Parks Department, which manages walkway, and a spokesman with the State Office of Parks says there is no plan for any pedestrian fee. None. The reality, though, is the maintenance and repair of walkway does cost money, and officials are open to considering ways to raise revenue. Democratic State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill, in whose district walkway sits, says he strongly opposes any pedestrian fee, and when he heard about those media reports saying there was the possibility, he immediately phoned Executive Director of the State Bridge Authority, Joe Ruggiero, along with John Dyson of the Dyson Foundation. Cahill said he learned that the Bridge Authority Board Commissioner in that media report was questioning the sources of revenue for maintenance and repair of walkway. He also learned there was no plan for a pedestrian fee.
It's important to keep the walkway free. It is an integral part of the Northeastern Trail system. It is the linchpin, the keystone toward the creation of a regional trail system in the northeastern part of the United States, and in particular in the Hudson Valley in New York.
He said there are several alternatives that could be discussed to raise revenue to maintain the bridge. For instance, he is not opposed to a parking lot fee for walkway. Another idea is his own, an assembly bill called Pennies for Parks.
Pennies for Parks is a proposal that I advanced last year, along with some colleagues in the Senate, to create a fee on disposable plastic bags that are given at grocery stores and shopping facilities across the state. A portion of that fee would then be used put into a dedicated fund for our parks maintenance and repair, and to allow us to secure the future of our parks by having a means by which they could pay for future needs without competing with other sources that are necessary for the running of our general government.
Cahill said the bill has been advanced in both houses in the state legislature, and he expects to move forward on the bill more aggressively this year. Meanwhile, the Bridge Authority's Ruggiero said the additional funding to offset maintenance costs would be great, but given the state's fiscal situation, the Bridge Authority is prepared to fulfill its obligation for the maintenance of the walkway with its current finances. The Bridge Authority is funded through toll collection on the Bear Mountain, Newburgh Beacon, Mid-Hudson, Kingston-Rhinecliff, and Rip Van Winkle Bridges. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.